Welcome to Get the Point, the podcast where we guess a picture that's been pointillized in Photoshop to varying degrees. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Tom.
Nick.
And I'm Chris.
Today's picture is a logo of a movie company, as seen before a movie. This is the logo you see in the theater before the movie plays. For those who haven't yet fallen asleep, with this intro... That's much calmer than our normal intro. We'll pep it up a little bit. For those on the audio-only feed, my co-host will describe what they see in great detail so you can play along from home. But if you are a more visual person, head on over to our YouTube channel, Talking Studios, where you will be able to see for yourself the pointillized picture. Everyone ready for the first reveal?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I just woke up from my nap. I'm very refreshed.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pastelish. Lots of pastels.
No idea. God, what are production companies we haven't mentioned yet? I don't think we've hit Columbia, right?
Columbia, Paramount. I don't think we haven't seen Paramount yet. We haven't seen Columbia.
We haven't seen Bad Robot. If we, you know. We haven't seen Touchstone. Okay. This image here has a lot of blues in the upper right corner with a little bit of purples, and it gets lighter as you move to the center left. And by lighter, we see a little kind of a peach and purple, some yellows, some pink. But yeah, we're moving from dark to light. So you could almost imagine... I think sunrise here, the light is almost breaking over the corner and hasn't reached the top part of the picture yet.
Yeah, I think you might already be onto something, Tom.
Any first reveal guesses, or we want to move on?
I mean, I'm gonna go with Columbia. Which one did we guess? Columbia or Paramount? We did Paramount. No, I'm gonna guess Columbia because they're. Their thing is like that horse and whatever. Or no, it's the Statue of Liberty. I don't know.
Yeah, Columbia and Touchstone, I think, combined at one point. And it was both the lady with the torch and the Pegasus.
Oh, I know. I was going to go with a guess that's related to that. But yes, yeah. You guys go.
My guess is Columbia because of what he alluded to with the sunrise.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing because Columbia is that background.
I'm going TriStar. That's Ooh. Pegasus Land.
That's the Pegasus. You're right. That's not Touchstone. It's the Pegasus.
It is neither TriStar nor Columbia.
So oh, nice. Number review. Two. Okay, now I got it.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
He's locked in.
I'm 100% locked in, for sure.
Let's put on more pressure on us, Tom. So the lighter tones are kind of across the middle. I am also locked in.
It came to me
in a dream.
Nick is dreaming.
I think I got the epiphany. Watching wrong.
so Tom, you are correct in that there is definitely a sky, and there is definitely a sunrise or some sort of a light emitting from probably the left hand side of the screen. And if you look towards the center of the poster, there seems to be a peak. That rises in the center that is apexed by this one really, really
a mountain, perhaps.
Bright blue
element,
which I believe shows us that this is definitely the Mount Paramount.
Yeah, I think this is also Paramount. Yep.
The Paramount.
Hey, there we go.
It's Everest, right?
That would make sense.
I don't know.
I think it is. Unless you think it's
it
fictional.
Looks like Everest, but they cut out the background.
I don't think it's Everest. So it's generally agreed that the mountain is a rendering of Ben Lomond, a snowy peak near Ogden, Utah, where Hodgkinson operated his first theaters.
I said the Paramount Mountain. It says here something in Peru. But okay.
What's your favorite Paramount movie?
Raiders?
It's such an odd category. Like a studio to...
They have done a lot.
Let's see. Best Paramount Pictures. Oh, they did Titanic. Ugh.
Top Gun. No? Godfather.
Oh, they did the Godfather.
I was gonna say Godfather is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Godfather.
Probably not. I don't want to say my favorite, but definitely like the most influential of their pantheon, I think.
Congrats to Nick and Chris once again for being able to identify this movie poster. Were you able to get it before our co-hosts? Let us know on Twitter at Talking Studios or in the comments below here on YouTube.
You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Limited Lexicon, where we play through text-based adventure games, and Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Get the Point wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios.